Western Juniper, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Western Juniper, while native to western sage steppe ecosystems, can create adverse impacts to sagebrush, soils, and sage grouse if these conifers start to encroach. So what's the best way to control Western Juniper? Kirk Davies and the USDA researchers at Eastern Oregon say between prescribed burning and cutting of Western Juniper.
In the short term, it was more effective to cut the juniper to get sagebrush habitat back immediately because there would be sagebrush mixed in with these junipers. So if you just cut the junipers out, you automatically have sagebrush habitat.
But over time, Western Juniper would reestablish itself in these ecosystems and in turn decrease sagebrush at a faster rate than before. Davies says that with bulk control methods,
fire and cutting both have critical roles in conservation of the sagebrush ecosystem.
Dr. Karen Launchbaugh is the director of the University of Idaho's Rangeland Center. There's a program to eliminate junipers from 940 square miles in Owyhee County in southwest Idaho, and I chatted with Dr. Launchbaugh about this.
Junipers are crowding out sagebrush, imperiling habitat for sage grouse.
You're absolutely right. The other thing that juniper does is it provides a place for ravens and hawks and eagles to sit. Aerial predators are a problem for chicks. So not only is the juniper is pushing out the sagebrush, but it's providing a place for those aerial predators to sit and make lunch out of those little sage chicks.
Not a pretty thought. Not a very good outcome either. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.